more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Bob Doty reporting. Hundreds of Chinese diplomats are in Washington this week to take part in the 7th U.S.-China Strategic and Economic Dialogue to discuss issues such as cybersecurity and maritime tensions. VOA's Victor Beatty reports a China scholar describes the relationship between the world's top two economies as complicated, but one where differences can be managed through ongoing engagement.
U.S. State Department spokesman John Kirby describes this as a big week for U.S.-China relations.
We are looking to expand our bilateral cooperation on many global challenges such as climate change, development, humanitarian assistance, pandemic response, and ocean conservation. We'll also have the chance to coordinate U.S. and Chinese policies on regional issues like Iran, Iraq, and Syria, North Korea, and Afghanistan. And we will also address areas where we have ongoing differences, such as maritime disputes, cybersecurity, and human rights.
He says while the two countries disagree on many points, they recognize there are many areas for mutually beneficial cooperation. Victor Beatty, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter said the United States will rely on a combination of military and non-military tools to counter Russian aggression in Ukraine. Spoke Monday in Berlin before traveling to Estonia for meetings with the defense ministers of Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania, which were forcibly incorporated into the former Soviet Union. Carter said the United States will contribute special operations forces, intelligence, and other military assets to a new NATO rapid reaction force, in part to help Europe counter any Russian aggression. This is VOA News. Kurdish militia fighters and other rebels are reportedly 50 kilometers north of the Syrian city of Raqqa, which Islamic State fighters claim as their capital. Meanwhile, there is growing friction between Druze residents in southern Syria and factions trying to capture ground from government forces. Edward Uranian reports from Cairo.
Kurdish fighters fire automatic weapons against Islamic State positions near the self-proclaimed Islamic State capital of Raqqa in northern Syria. Witnesses say the Kurds captured the town of Ain Issa, 50 kilometers north of Raqqa, as well as the strategic military base 93. Arab media also reported U.S.-led coalition airstrikes on Islamic State positions north of Raqqa allowed Kurdish forces to advance on several fronts. Retired Iraqi General Abdelkarim Khalif said on Al Arabiya TV that Iran, Iraq, and Syria share borders and need to stop the flow of foreign fighters between pockets of territory controlled by the terrorist Islamic State group. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Rwandan officials have confirmed that the government's intelligence chief, General Karenzi Karekye, has been arrested in Britain. Rwanda's Justice Minister, Johnson Busenge, has told VOA that Karekye has been arrested and the government is seeking clarification from Britain on the reason for the arrest. British authorities say Karekye was arrested on a European arrest warrant on behalf of Spain, where he is wanted in connection with war crimes against civilians. The governor of the U.S. state of Carolina, South Carolina, has called for the Confederate flag to be removed from the grounds of the state capitol, while the world's largest retailer, Walmart, announced it would stop selling the flag in stores or online. Governor Nikki Haley reversed her previous position on the flag Monday, saying that while the flag is an integral part of the state's past, it no longer represents the future. She acknowledged that to many it is a symbol of a brutally oppressive past. She said if state lawmakers did not take up the flag issue, she would call them back for a special legislative session. The growing backlash against the controversial flag comes in the wake of last week's deadly shooting of 9 members of an African-American church in Charleston, South Carolina. At least 40 people were killed in Nigeria during recent attacks by suspected Boko Haram militants, witnesses and security sources say. The attacks occurred in 2 neighboring villages in Borno State on Monday afternoon and also on Tuesday morning. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA. VOA.